Africa Rise and Shine. Today marks World Mental Health Day, which seeks to broaden awareness on mental wellness. In the build-up to this commemoration, Crazy for Walking, a South African initiative, encouraged the public to take some steps to removing the stigma of mental illness and to join on a crazy quest, a walk to Mars. For more on this issue and a reflection on the alarming global statistics around suicide, we are now joined on the line by Francois Lowe, Chief Officer of Crazy for Walking. Good morning, Francois, and thank you so much for joining us on Africa Rise and Shine.
Good morning, Lulu. Thank you so much for having us on this very, very important day, World Mental Health Day. Great to host me. I'm pleased that you guys did contact us. It is such an important day in the lives of people globally, but especially in Africa. A big issue for us is mental illness. And so in contrast to mental illness, we are promoting mental wellness by driving away the stigma of mental illness. So that is what our campaign is all about, is to break the stigma of mental illness so that people can seek help, can find help, and once again be reintegrated into an economic environment, a family environment, and become functional again.
Now, Francois, it's not physically possible to actually walk to Mars. So what exactly was the objective of the walk? And tell me about the name, Crazy for Walking.
Yes. So the whole idea of destigmatizing something, and by the way, being ill should not be stigmatized. It is crazy that people actually stigmatize an illness. You don't stigmatize someone that has got the measles or that's got the pox. But why are people being stigmatized and also discriminated against when they have a mental illness? So we had to embrace the word crazy and put it in context of what is crazy. It is crazy to walk 1,500 kilometers. You can drive there. You can fly there these days. Walk, by the way, is a real good positive exercise for mental wellness. So we embrace the exercise. We embraced the word crazy, and we said, let's do something really crazy. And we did it last year, and the communities were so taken up by it that they said, please, we want to join. We want to be part of this. We want people to start talking about mental wellness and mental illness. And so we set out to do a real, real crazy thing, to walk to Mars. Indeed, you cannot walk there physically. People will laugh at us, and that's the whole idea. It's a bit crazy to just think that. But what we're doing, we're wanting people to donate their steps in solidarity to people that suffer from mental illnesses. We've created this app. It's called Crazy for Walking. You can download the app, and wherever you walk, you can let your steps count towards destigmatizing mental illness, and it will all add up to a far distance, because we really, really, even though we've made headways, we really have a long way still to walk to kill the thing about stigma on mental illness. This past week, there has been visible initiatives on walking in different cities, and in just this past week, the contributions towards this walk has been over 300,000 kilometers. That is walking around the earth almost 8 times. We're about to get to the moon the way we're walking in just 1 week. So today, World Mental Health Day, we're really focusing and asking people, join us in solidarity. Let's break the stigma. Let's talk about mental illness as an illness. It is crazy not to take your mental wellness seriously.
Now, Francois, it's the actual global day of raising awareness to mental health. Yes. Now, you've encouraged people to wear their most funniest and craziest socks.
Yes. So you see, just the idea of people wearing funny socks, it brings a smile to your face, which is mental wellness. A smile at the face is mental wellness. And so We've even changed the name of this day. It's no longer 10 October, it's 10 Socktober. So we're making fun and we're saying, guys, please wear your crazy socks as you are walking. Do something crazy. Show your friends that, you know, it's okay to be ill and to have an illness. And in solidarity, wear crazy socks. Add your steps to this great cause of mental wellness globally. You know, the number one death, the number one death amongst our girls, 15 to 19-year-olds, is suicide. People don't talk about it. In Africa, this is a serious problem, and we just shut up about it. We do not recognize it. We have all sorts of stories around it. The fact is we are losing a generation of young girls because of mental illness. And so we need to take this on today on World Mental Health Day and tell people that you can be okay if you have a mental illness. There is help, there is intervention, and there is an outcome that's much better than to die of depression.
Now, Francois, the key message of the day, you've touched on very important issues where stigma is a big, big, big problem when it comes to mental illness. And the understanding of the general population of what mental illness really is, because there's different aspects to it. Can you just touch on a few just as we wrap up, because we are running out of time, a few aspects of mental illness that people don't really take seriously?
Yeah, Lulu, of course, depression is the major cause of self-death or suicide. So there are various mental illnesses such as depression, anxiety disorders, schizophrenia, and that range of mental illnesses. Depression is the big one. And it is treatable. It is really treatable. And it's especially those 15 to 19-year-olds as well as the 15 to 29-year-olds, that age bracket that suffers tremendously from depression. World Health Organization has very clearly stated when there is man-made or natural disaster or trauma like war, like famine, like hunger, your chances of getting a mental illness doubles. So you can just imagine, this is the issue that we really struggle with. But there are small and very easy to follow steps to acquire mental wellness. You can go onto our website and look at Happiness Helps. Helps being an acronym of key elements that make you feel better, that bring on mental wellness. So please look at Happiness Helps.
Can you give us that website, Francois?
www.crazyforwalking.co.za. There is help there. And if you just go through those elements, it's for free. This is not something that costs you money. You don't have to invest in anything. So if we had the time, I would run that by you. But we're really doing education as well as in this initiative, because people are misinformed, people are not educated, and basic education on mental wellness improves mental wellness in people as well. So that educational tool is out there. We're giving it to the world. It's important for people to know it and to exercise it, and so that their mental wellness is enhanced.
Francois, unfortunately, I have to cut you off there and leave it there for now. And I'm sure we'll get some updates with regards to how the day has gone and the fact that October is actually declared Mental Health Month. And I'm sure there is a lot of programs that you are running for the rest of the month. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Lulu. Thank you.
That was Francois Lowe, Chief Officer of the South African Initiative, Crazy for Walking, chatting to us about today being marked World Mental Health Day and the fact that the month of October is actually or has been declared Mental Health Month.